What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
America, welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, April 5th, 2017, middle of the week, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhana Friday. And another weekend of utter insanity coming out of our government. Boy, I have to tell you, I'm very disappointed. My political efforts last year were geared toward getting Hillary Clinton out of the race more than getting Trump in. But I sort of had this belief, if you will, suspicion, hope that Trump's victory might actually change the course of this nation for the better. And it's clearly not happening. And so we're definitely headed to either World War III or a collapse. And it's an even money bet which one is going to hit first here. All right, we got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, at this point, we're beginning to see the backlash from all of this Russiagate nonsense that Hillary's camp, where we're dishing onto Donald Trump all during the campaign, after the campaign, Russia hacked the election. All of it has been exposed as a complete falsehood. There was no evidence to back it up, and that has now put the corporate media in a bit of a bind because they're out there now trying to somehow make this spying on the Trump campaign go away, even though there is increasing amounts of evidence coming out every single day that it did in fact happen. And this could really be a major blow to what remains of the credibility of the corporate media. In fact, I had a listener actually sent me this page from their local newspaper that had a fold-out flap about why you can still trust our newspaper. We're working hard to bring you the truth, you know, to pay no attention to those other people who say that, you know, the corporate media has shirked its responsibility to the public. And it's a sign of desperation in the corporate media, because obviously anybody actually reading this little insert still trusts that newspaper enough to be buying the newspaper. But it really is an issue where the corporate media is now outed for all the things they've been doing. And they will not accept responsibility for the fact that they sold out their journalistic integrity. So they're going to turn around and put the blame on those of us who are trying to tell the truth. Same thing from the political class. It's okay for them to commit these crimes. It's just wrong if you report on them. So whether you call it hoisting with your own petard or the boomerang effect, Russiagate has now turned into Spygate, and it's blowing up in the Democrats' faces because of the obvious double standards and hypocrisies here. And the liberals are out there saying, oh, there's nothing to any of this. It's going to go away. You know, nobody's going to be arrested. Nobody's going to be charged. It's all a lot of nonsense. And we will see, because there is a level of outrage that once the American people reach that, the political pressure to actually do something and change something is going to be irresistible. Right now, the federal government is actually much more fragile than they would like you to think, because of that lack of support, that lack of trust, that lack of belief, the economic hardships. They're overstrained in all these wars and yet crazy enough to try and start two more. The American people just abandoning them, just saying, we're not going to listen to you anymore. You're not my government anymore. They couldn't survive that. All right, we're going to take a phone call from Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Yeah, I'm a Democrat. I voted for Obama, unfortunately, because, you know, I fell for his hope and change. And, you know, I voted for Trump because I'm tired of the lies, you know. But I think he's been captured, Mike. I don't like Pence. I think he's a stiff in establishment. But Nikki Haley, Mike, today at the UN, just did it for me, man. I just had it with these people. Yeah, you know, we're going to take unilateral action against the Syrian.
And this is the third time
everybody keep falling for this joke. It's a joke. How can you keep falling for the same
Well, we're not falling for it, obviously. We know it's another lie. But apparently the government is no longer concerned if the American people know it's lies or not. They're simply going to say, this is our position and we are going to act on it. It's like that nonsense about we refuse to recognize Crimea's right to secede, therefore, by default, Russia stole Crimea. And it is a lot of nonsense. And this is the third time they tried this same thing. Assad gassed his own people because they tried it back in 2013 and 2014, and both times it was exposed as a lie. And they're back here doing the same thing again. And you're right. Trump has either been captured or, I'm sorry, he's an idiot. If he actually believes that Assad gassed his own people just days after the Trump administration signaled their willingness to allow Assad to continue as president. It simply does not make any sense. And if Trump is actually believing this, as opposed to simply going along with the propaganda, then I'm sorry, he's an idiot. He's not as smart as I hoped he was going to be.
And there's something going on here now because they're moving something, a plan or something, because they really want to get Assad out. So there is obviously a reason that they're trying to push forward really quick
to
get Assad out.
The reason is the Syrian and Russian forces have all but eradicated the U.S.-backed rebels from Syria. And at this point, it's either pin up an all-out invasion or admit defeat. And maybe that's why Trump is going along with this, because he doesn't want to start his administration with the first military defeat since Vietnam on his record.
The problem is the Russians are not leaving Syria. They're not going to leave. That means we'll have a conflict with the Russians, because it's a strategic point for the Russians, and they're not leaving. And I don't understand, because nobody wants a black flag of ISIS flying over Syria, right? Because they'll be moving all their people to Europe. But obviously, Europe don't care.
Okay, we're hearing some strange loud noises here.
Yeah, Putin's not going to back down. Syria, that's his red line, and I dare anybody to cross him. I dare him.
Well, this is going to get really, really ugly. All right, well, listen, Dustin, I'm going to let you go. We're going to be talking a lot more about Syria and this nonsense about a chemical attack a little bit later in the show.
Hey, Mike, can I just mention one more thing real quick before I go? I just want to let people know, in Yemen, there's a sniper that's been accredited with 119 Saudi kills.
Oh, good. Good shooting.
Yeah. So, all right, thanks, Mike.
All right, we're going to let you go here and get on back to the news. Now then, let's get on over to Russiagate, then we're going to get back to the spying. First of all, we're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. We have been spending a little bit of time talking about this so-called cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike, which has had to retract portions of their report supporting their allegations of Russian cyber attacks against the DNC servers. And other cybersecurity people are looking at CrowdStrike's work in regard to Russia's alleged hacking of the Ukrainian military, and they're saying it's poor quality work. They shouldn't even be calling themselves a cybersecurity firm. Maybe they're actually something else, and that's their cover. But apparently, they are refusing to cooperate with Congress. Congress wants to talk to them about how they came about, you know, to claim that Moscow was hacking the election, and CrowdStrike is, they're just not there. They're refusing to cooperate. Obviously got something to hide there. So getting on behind Russiagate, what we're starting to see is Russiagate was a cover for Obama's Stasi state. In other words, they used the claim that Russia was interfering with our internal politics to get the intelligence agencies, or to justify the intelligence agencies spying on people. They spied on Donald Trump. They spied on Sean Hannity. They spied on Eric Prince. They probably spied on all of the other presidential candidates last year, all under the excuse of, we think Russia's trying to influence them. And by the way, can we have all the stuff that you caught on the American side of the intercepts? And, of course, the corporate media is just still pushing on this story. It's just like when Susan Rice was being interviewed on MSNBC, and she was asked, are you going to testify to Congress? And she immediately turns around and says, no, we got to put the focus back on Russia. Russia bad, Russia bad, Russia bad. And they're desperate to keep the focus over on this Russia story, even though we all know there's no basis for it. It is a crock of poo. And it stinks to high heaven. And behind it, we're finding out that Obama had set up this massive intelligence system that was spying on people illegally. Remember, Maxine Waters did a TV interview a while back in which she said, Obama has a database on everybody. So it's out there. And the Democrats are joining ranks. They're absolutely denying this thing out of party loyalty. They're not being objective. They're not willing to look at the fact that their leaders may have committed crimes. It's tribal thinking is what's going on. Now, President Trump has finally started talking publicly about the Susan Rice scandal, saying that he believes she committed a crime. Now, the Democrats are saying that Rice did not do anything wrong, even if she did unmask citizens, even if she was spying, that technically it was legal, she didn't mean to do wrong. And don't forget, just last month, Susan Rice claimed she knew nothing about the claims made by Chairman Nunes, and that's already been exposed as a lie. So we already know she's lying. We already know she's lying. And Trump isn't buying it. I'm not buying it. And Trump was during the photo op with King Abdullah of Jordan. The media said, what about the Susan Rice controversy? And Trump came on out and said, it's one of the big stories of our time. And on that, he's absolutely correct. And then he was asked, do you think Susan Rice's behavior constituted a crime? And Trump said, yes. And he's right on that one as well. As Judge Napolitano has pointed out, the revelation of classified information for political purposes is a felony. So there we are here right now. Now, according to Representative Thomas Massie, more information is already starting to surface about Susan Rice and this spying operation. He's saying there's more out there than has been revealed. And he's out there saying, you know, we have to fix this. We have to fix this. Because, you know, people are supposed to be protected by that Fourth Amendment, or at least that's the theory here. Now, the Wall Street Journal has broken the story. I'm glad the corporate media has been forced to deal with this, because this is a major, major story in the independent media. So they're being forced to confront and deal with this. The Wall Street Journal broke the story that Susan Rice was not acting alone in this surveillance and unmasking of the Trump team. Now, they haven't named the other players, But if Obama was hoping to just pin this all on Susan Rice went rogue and she did it all by herself and we're going to throw her under the bus, it's not going to work. Because the Wall Street Journal is already saying there were a number of people involved in this. And I can't wait for them to start throwing each other under the bus to save their own sorry rear ends. In fact, we're probably going to have to get the bus with the really big tires on it. Story coming out of 12160. Nunez disclosures may signal a Watergate-level scandal. Gee, you think? Yeah, of course it is. Of course it is. We're seeing exactly the same thing again. Illegal bugging for political gain. It doesn't get simpler than that. Story coming out of American Free Press. Obama's NSA intel gathering on Trump aides, tremendous abuse of the system. Yes, it is. And that was something that we raised when we first learned about this incredible surveillance system. That it could be abused, that we had historical precedents for it being abused. That the people who are in charge of all this data are in a position to impose their will on politicians. I mean, when you look at how politicians are behaving, whether it's pedophilia, drugs, prostitutes, whatever it is they're doing, the surveillance state gets it, and they can use it to control the politicians and bypass democracy. Now, Trump right now is facing a clear choice, black and white. Is he going to stand up to the surveillance state and try and stop it, which carries risks, or is he just going to roll over and say, well, that's just the way life is in the United States of America, which will condemn this country to a covert dictatorship forever until it collapses? Because what we're seeing right now is the elections don't matter anymore. The campaign promises don't matter anymore. We have a hidden government that rules through blackmail. And it gets the information through this embedded surveillance system in all of our lives. Now, Mitch McConnell is supporting the Senate Intelligence Committee investigation of Susan Rice. She's now a target for an investigation herself. And McConnell was saying he's hoping that this is going to be a bipartisan basis. Fat chance of that. The Democrats are going to fight this every step of the way. Because they're absolutely convinced that only Republicans could have a Richard Nixon. We're Democrats. We're liberals. We're good. We would never do something like that. We have evidence they did it. Oh, evidence. Don't give me evidence. Now, Ann Coulter is saying that it's not enough to get Susan Rice to testify under oath before the House Intelligence Committee. It's time to put Obama under oath and ask him. And she's right about that. I'm at the point of taking back all the comments I made about her saying radiation was good for you. Now, Lindsey Graham is out there reminding everybody of Susan Rice's background, which is not very good because she has a history of political manipulation of security intelligence. Remember, she was right there at the forefront of telling Americans that the attack on the consulate in Benghazi was a response by the mob to a movie, which turned out not to exist at all. So she cannot be trusted. She should not be trusted. In fact, I don't think there's hardly anybody in government that you should automatically trust. The last two that we had that I did trust was Cynthia McKinney and Dr. Ron Paul. Another article coming on out here, Investment Watch blog. How long can the media pretend that Rice didn't unmask Team Trump for political reasons on the orders of Obama? They're still trying to make it look like it was okay for Rice to be doing this. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And the corporate media, they're being forced to confront this scandal. And it is rather amazing. Anybody who goes to journalism school, they dream of stumbling across a story on the scale of Watergate. And here is one dumped right in their laps, and they're being told, ignore it, pretend it didn't happen. We've got to protect the liberal establishment. We got to protect the whole establishment. We can't suffer another scandal that might delegitimize the government. Well, the government's already illegitimate, I think, in the eyes of the most Americans at this point. Now the corporate media is out there attacking anybody talking about the Susan Rice scandal, saying they're not only being racist but sexist as well. They're only interested in this story because Susan Rice is a black woman. If she was a white man, they would just not be caring about this story. Talk about pathetic. Talk about desperation on the cusp of madness. And the media is now trying to put focus back on Russiagate, and they're trying to basically cast suspicion on anybody who's not towing the line. And over on Huffington Post, they literally ran this story. 1,000 paid Russian trolls spread fake news on Hillary Clinton, Senate intelligence heads told. A former FBI agent testified that President Donald Trump helped spread fake news by embracing the stories against his opponents. Now, you need to understand there's a tremendous difference between the House Intelligence Committee and the Senate Intelligence Committee. The House Intelligence Committee is being run by Trey Gowdy. Over on the Senate side, they are very clearly on the side of protecting the Obama administration and the liberals. They're over there saying they're still going to talk to CrowdStrike, and you know they're accepting rumor and innuendo and all this stuff. It's a hatchet job, and the two committees right now are definitely going to come to diametrically opposed conclusions on this. But they're already out there trying to say that anybody who carried a story critical of Hillary Clinton was a Russian stooge. Now they're saying we were paid. I don't think so. I never got a check at any rate. Again, they're just declaring all the stories about Hillary Clinton to be fake, even though they're all sourced. Travelgate was real. Cattlegate was real. Chinagate was real. All of these things really did happen. They were not fake news. And under that First Amendment, we had a right to report it. Nobody ever came on back and said, I can prove that story is false. Now, again, over in the U.S. Senate, Senator Jean Shaheen, Democrat from New Hampshire, is introducing a new bill into the Senate that will label Russia Today and Sputnik News as propaganda, which will open the door to government censorship. Senator Shaheen is claiming Russia Today has violated the Foreign Agents Registration Act, which was passed in response to concerns about Nazi propaganda being disseminated in the United States without the people knowing what it was. Well, if you're going to start enforcing the Foreign Agents Registration Act, let's start with AIPAC, which has never registered as a foreign agent, even though that is very clearly what they are. Now, another story coming out of Sputnik News, and this is why they're so angry about it. Sputnik News is reporting that there are U.S. senators who have asked Secretary of State Rex Tillerson to investigate the use of tax dollars to support left-wing causes in places like Macedonia, Albania, Latin America, and Africa. And the way that came about is George Soros has been in all these countries supporting these regime change movements, and it turns out he and his organizations were being given funds from the State Department under the Obama administration. So they're using your tax dollars to bring down these other governments, to take down legally elected legitimate governments and replace them with puppet rulers. And it's time for an investigation into that. Now we're going to take another break for commercials. When we come on back, some new developments in the IRS scandal.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here now. Earlier this week, Judicial Watch started releasing documents obtained under a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit regarding the IRS targeting of conservative groups and political enemies. One of the documents that they have released, according to a story that we have out of Investment Watch blog, one of the documents confirms the orders to target and destroy conservative organizations came from the Obama White House itself. Now, remember when this scandal first broke and Obama got up on TV and said, I only heard about it on the TV news. You know, I'm not guilty. I'm just a dummy. Yip, 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 yip. Well, he was lying. No big surprise there. And remember, use of the IRS against enemies, that was going to be one of the articles of impeachment against Richard Nixon. But he resigned on the obstruction charge, because the last thing anybody in Washington wanted was an actual trial where somebody was sooner or later was going to ask, why did you bother breaking into the Watergate when Nixon was so far ahead in the polls against McGovern? And that answer would have traced back to the Kennedy assassination, and nobody wanted that one to come out. That's why they got rid of Spiro T. Agnew, and they put in Gerald Ford as the VP to take over when Nixon stepped down or was removed from office, because Gerald Ford was on the Warren Commission. He would protect the big, deep, dark secret. So, we now know that Obama was, in fact, directing the IRS to go after his enemies. And apparently, Judicial Watch has released other documents showing that this targeting by the IRS was much more expansive than previously known. And it even has IRS officials admitting that the tactics they were using to hinder conservative groups were inappropriate. Now, these documents were previously withheld by the Obama administration from Congress and were not included into the congressional investigation into IRS abuse. And remember the result of the investigation? Well, we can't find that anybody did anything wrong, so everybody gets to go home. And the fact of the cover-up was obvious for everybody. Remember Lois Lerner's hard drive? Oh, my goodness, the hard drive broke. We lost all the paperwork there. What about the backup system? Well, you know, we fired the backup company a couple of weeks ago. Golly gee. These things happen. Just trying to save some money. All right, so let's get on to this story about Syria. And certainly, as far as the internet and the independent media is concerned, everybody knows this is a repeat of the same lies they used to try and justify an invasion of Syria back in 2013 and 2014, which were exposed as lies by institutions like the United Nations, chemical weapons inspectors, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. And it never made any sense anyway. And they're desperate enough to try the same thing all over again. Apparently, they are absolutely convinced that the American people have very short memories, and we don't remember all the times that we have been lied to get us to go along with the war. And right now, I think the U.S. is in a corner. The Syrian military and Russia have all but won that war. And maybe Donald Trump decided he was going to go along with this because he didn't want to have his legacy include the first military defeat since Vietnam, which is a stupid reason to kill all those people, but who knows? I'm a little surprised. I'm having a hard time thinking that he actually believes this nonsense. If he does, he's an idiot. I'm sorry. So, Nikki Haley was up there at the United Nations Security Council saying, you must authorize us to go on in and get Assad. And the usual co-conspirators, Israel and Britain, were out there saying, oh yes, time to get Assad. We got to get Assad out there. Now, Russia, of course, stood up and said, we don't know what happened. In fact, what we think happened, and I think Russia didn't say it's a false flag, even though that's what it looks like to me. Russia is saying that Syrian warplanes bombed a rebel chemical depot, and that's what released the chemical weapons. Because we know the rebels have chemical weapons. They've been using them. But Russia's point is, we don't really know. There's no evidence. The only claim that it was Russia or Syria came from the White Helmets. Who, by the way, photos are showing them handling the bodies of these supposed chemical weapon victims without even wearing gloves. And that's a red flag warning that that whole thing was staged anyway. But the White Helmets are known to be a propaganda front serving U.S. interests. And they were claiming that they know it couldn't be the rebels because the attack came from warplanes, either Russia or Syria. Now, witnesses on the ground who are not part of the White Helmets are saying there were no warplanes, that the chemical weapons were lobbed in from nearby. But they're back there calling for the regime change. And we need to go back and look at the history here. First of all, the U.S. first attempt to justify invading Syria was the claim that Assad had chemical weapons. Not that he was using them. He's got them. And that's enough for us to go. And after all, we could go into Iraq because he had nuclear weapons. Well, he didn't actually have nuclear weapons, but we thought he had nuclear weapons, and that's enough for us to go on in. And, of course, Putin came on in and brokered this deal where Assad surrendered all his chemical weapons because Assad really didn't want to have them or use them anyway. And they got rid of all the weapons in 2013. It was under international inspections. They went in and verified. Assad turned over all of his chemical weapons. They were destroyed. And then all of a sudden the U.S. comes on out and says, oh, yes, Assad kept some of his chemical weapons. He's gassing his own people. And it never made any sense. Why would Assad do something like that, knowing it would give the United States an excuse to invade? And that also applies to the second time they accused him of using gas on his own people in 2014. And it applies today. Why would Assad do this, knowing it's going to reverse U.S. policy and open the door to an invasion? Remember when one of these gas attacks happened right in front of the UN chemical weapons inspectors on the very day they arrived in Syria? And nobody could answer a question. Why would Assad do something that stupid? Use a banned chemical weapon on his own Alawite supporters. Those were people who were on Assad's side. Right in front of the chemical weapons inspectors on the day they arrived. Nobody could come up with a reason for Assad to do something like that. And that story fell apart. And the same thing applies today. Nobody can come up with a motive for Assad to do something like this. We're just supposed to take it on faith from the government and from the media that, oh yes, Assad did this. We must invade. Please send your children to enlist in the military right now. And the really dangerous part is that even though the Security Council rejected the resolution proposed by the U.S., Nikki Haley's up there saying, well, we feel compelled to take our own action. We're going to go to war on Syria. We know Assad is bad. So they're getting ready to crank up a war in Syria. Like we don't have enough problems with the wars we're already stuck in and cannot get out of. And it looks like the U.S. was planning to do something to escalate the war, to regain the initiative, because apparently they've already started expanding the runway at an air base in northern Syria to accommodate the C-17 aircraft. So it looks like this has actually been in the planning stages for a while now. All right, we're going to take some phone calls here. John in Chicago, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I just got this really scary suspicion that, all these narratives are falling apart. You know, if Russia was friends with Trump and they put him in, what's happening now? Trump is, they put it in front of Trump with the Syria attack, going, you must deal with Syria now. And when he got up there today, this presser with the King of Jordan, he said Assad did it. Came out of Trump's own mouth.
Yeah, I know.
It's awful. But, I mean, Marco Rubio even said that because Putin is backing Assad, by extension, he's guilty of war crimes for the chemical attack. I mean, who's telling... So the narrative was Hillary would take us into war with Russia. What are the Republicans pushing? I think the Pentagon is running the military. Trump has no say in the matter. And if Trump doesn't do what the neocons want him to do, they will get rid of him. They'll find a way to put Pence in power, and I don't think the Democrats would have a problem with it. I honestly think, I'll make a bold prediction, I think they'll get Gorsuch in through the nuclear option, which will help the Democrats way down the line. They'll get the health care thing done because Pence is out there getting all the votes. He's getting it done. And then Trump is gone. And I don't think any of the Democrats could care less. If Pence is in there, they're going to get their wars.
Yeah, unfortunately, the war hawks are really pushing forward. And I think the groupthink in Washington, D.C., is very much that without a major, major war, the United States is going to collapse because we've lost our manufacturing. It's been in decline for decades. Nobody wants to buy American products anymore because they're kludgy, bloated, way too expensive, got way too many cautionary stickers all over them. Nobody wants our GMO agriculture, and the only thing that is propping up Wall Street and the Federal Reserve right now is forcing the rest of the world to use the U.S. dollar for cross-border trade and banking. And more countries are turning away from that, and that is what has prompted this war. In fact, look at the early targets. The Iraq first for selling their oil for the euro, then Libya for selling their oil for the gold dinar. And now that Russia and China are using their own currencies for cross-border trading and are talking about a gold-backed system, now all of a sudden we're talking about war with Russia and China. This is going to end badly.
And the other thing is, too, with this surveillance scam, I mean, if the narrative was Hillary's going to win, Hillary's going to win easily, then what's the point of surveilling Trump or his campaign staff? What's the point of it? I think the point always was impeachment. I think they knew that he was going to win in the landslide, and they're like, we got to get this guy out, so we got to get some dirt on him right now. The other thing is the North Korea thing. What are they talking about selling weapons to Japan.
Before we go to North Korea, I want to back up.
Yeah.
We know that the surveillance of Trump actually increased after he won the election. I think that is more explainable by the fact that everybody was committing all these crimes, Susan Rice spying on Trump, or Obama spying on Trump, and Sean Hannity and the rest of them. And they were all committing these crimes in the sure and certain belief that Hillary was going to be the next president and they would be safe from investigation and prosecution. And then once Donald Trump won the election, all of a sudden they're desperate to find something that they can either impeach him with or at least control him with or blackmail him with to save their own sorry rear end. Anyway, listen, John, I need to let you go. We got a call we got to take right now here. So thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Ryan Dawson. Ryan, welcome back to the show. What is on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I just posted a couple of stories on your site. I wanted to talk about the Syrian gas attack. It's blown up in the media, and it's horrible there's a gas attack, but you look at the hundreds of people the U.S. has been blowing up with conventional firebombs, and that doesn't get any attention. This story is getting attention because it's part of a PR campaign, as was the last, oh, God, gas is people stuff. And back in
it's also a distraction from Obamagate. I mean, that could have been a reason why they went ahead and did it now. They need something newsworthy to give the media an excuse not to report on Susan Rice and those revelations, and hopefully to distract the American people away from it. Wouldn't be the first time somebody started a war to distract from an embarrassing story. Remember when the Marine barracks in Beirut were bombed? 24 hours later, the U.S. invades Grenada.
Yeah, it's the Lewinsky effect.
Yes.
You put something sexy on TV to avoid a greater scandal like selling nuclear weapons to China. But it's also because they're losing the war. The Syrian army and the Iranians and Russians have been winning this war. You know, 2 months without full CIA backing of the mercenaries, and ISIS can't hold its own anymore. And so this is serving as a pretext for the U.S., the 180, because Trump in the beginning was saying, look, we're not for regime change. Rex Tillerson is still saying, even after the attacks, we're still not for regime change, because the alternative to Assad is a lot worse. But these things were predicted, and the last gas attack, I mean, you think they'd find another excuse. Maybe they could recycle babies on incubators or something, because the last time they did it, I mean, you already went over it, but the last time they had this propaganda, it really fell on its face, and so it's amazing that they would use this again.
Well, it appears to be the only thing they've actually got, because they have to carry out something, and obviously the rebels already have the chemical weapons there, and they got them from the United States. And so this may, you know, some people are saying that was planned or predicted weeks ago. On the other hand, it may have been a real rush job. Somebody said, we need a gas attack in Syria. We need an event in Syria we can blame on Assad. Well, let's just do another gas attack. But the fact that they've done this three times now, I really don't think people are buying this one.
Well, the last one, the terrorists went on YouTube and posted videos of themselves celebrating that they had this gas, and they were killing rabbits, if you remember that. And the poor little rabbits were kicking, dying. And then suddenly Obama says, we're going to put a red line in, and if they cross this line, and of course the terrorists were like, all right, well, they gave us the gas. Now we're going to use it. We'll blame it on Assad. The red line has been crossed, and it's a pretext for the U.S. to have further intervention in Syria. And so this is recycled propaganda, but this is what the neocons always do. I mean, they recycled the propaganda for the Iraq war post 9/11 from lies that they had been saying in the 90s. And I wanted to point out, when you're talking about the petrodollar, the Israelis wrote a script for Iraq and Libya and Syria a long time ago. And there's that infamous Wesley Clark video where he's talking about what they meaning Richard Perle for the Defense Planning Board, wrote up a paper of seven countries they wanted to invade. And that all started long before different transactions on oil.
Oh, it started right back at the beginning, right after 9/11, or even before 9/11. We don't know when it actually originated. We know that when 9/11 happened, the plan to go to war in Afghanistan was already on Bush's desk. Do you want to stay through the commercial break? Do you have more to share with us?
Yeah, I'll stay through.
All right, we'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You got the money, honey. We got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Ryan Dawson. We're talking about this very obvious false flag, third time's the charm, apparently, in which Assad has been blamed for a chemical weapon attack. And Nikki Haley is out there screaming, we must invade, we must evade. We'll do it alone if the rest of the world won't go with it. And everybody's pointing fingers. CBS is trying to blame Donald Trump for the gas attack. along with trying to blame Putin for it. But if you want to look for origination of how we got to this place, let's go back and remember that the U.S. has been trying to invade and regime change Syria for going on 6 years now. If they hadn't embarked on that, none of these gas attacks would happen. None of the bombings would happen. None of the death and misery would have happened if the U.S. government would simply learn to mind its own business and actually try and make things better here in this country. So, Ryan, what do you got to share with us now?
Yeah, well, Oded Yanan wrote this policy paper for the Israelis explicitly saying how they wanted to go into Syria, but it couldn't be done until they got rid of Saddam Hussein in Iraq first. They want to weaken this whole axis of Iran, Iraq, Syria. There's a rival pipeline, of course, as you know, worth $10 billion that would have broken the monopoly that pipeline from Azerbaijan to Turkey goes through, which slides through Israel before it can go east to Asia. And so they all benefit for being the middlemen in this oil access.
Yes.
And that would have been all broken apart. And the moment that troops were removed from Iraq, they signed on to this deal with Syria to build this pipeline. And then suddenly there are snipers shooting people at a funeral in Syria, Ukraine style. Snipers, like, there's no motive for these gas attacks either. Why would it doesn't make a dime's worth of difference battlefield wise to gas a few people. All it does is destroy your credibility and hurts you internationally as a public relations stunt. It doesn't help you win the war at all. And they're winning the war. So why would you, in the middle of a war that you're finally starting to win, bust out gas, which, you know, got your weapons of mass destruction removed the last time there was an incident like that. And they also forget all these people that say Assad must go and he's a monster, blah, blah, blah. Bashar al-Assad was a president for 10 years from 2000 on without any violence. Suddenly there's violence after they make this pipeline deal. And he actually said back in 2003 after the invasion of Iraq that he proposed getting rid of all weapons of mass destruction in the Middle East, which included serious chemical weapons as well as any nuclear weapons. The only country in the Middle East that has nuclear weapons are the Israelis, which they won't admit. It's like their one China policy. It's something that everybody knows they have in the hundreds, not subject to inspection, and yet no U.S. politician will acknowledge, other than Ron Paul and a few others, that Israel has these nuclear weapons. So Assad wanted to get rid of these weapons a long time ago before this war started. But, you know, the others would not comply. They all wanted to hold on to their WMDs. And then, of course, which actually didn't have them, got invaded. Libya gets rid of theirs, they get invaded.
We're back to, that's the reason they want to get North Korea to surrender their nuclear weapons, to make it easier to invade them. But we're back to this old question. Who actually benefits from the gas attack? Obviously, the rebels do, because now the U.S. can send them more support. Obviously, the U.S. Warhawks benefit from this. Those are the only ones that this actually helps. It certainly does not help Assad, and it just doesn't make any sense for him to do it. And the story is absurd on the face of it for anybody who's got more than two brain cells to rub together.
And the timing is right before the peace talks, too.
Yeah, that is very suspicious as well. All right, Ryan, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go and do a station identification break. We'll be right back.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.